What's up, everyone? This is episode number 268 of the Wax Museum Podcast, where I talk about all things basketball cards from past to present to future. This is your host, Kyle, and as always, you guys can find me throughout the week on social media. My Instagram is at Wax Museum Podcast. My X account is at Wax Museum PC. And thank you to those of you who've reached out to me over the past few days and asked for an update on the Buddy Hield card situation that Steve and I talked about toward the end of last week's show. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that yet, basically, I bought a 101 Buddy Hield card that went to eBay's authentication center, and they accidentally sent me a 101 Malcolm Brogdon card instead. And it seemed like it should be an easy fix. It was just two cards that were sold at the same time, that looked similar, that ended up on their desk at the same time they got swapped. So it seems like it should be an easy fix. It's been anything but that, and the authentication center wanted me to return the card, but they refused to give me any indication that they had even reached out to the other buyer, which was a little bit unnerving. So I thought I might be able to find that person via the magic of social media because, you know, relatively speaking, our community is not that large. But despite racking up nearly 40,000 views on those posts, those efforts were all in vain. So I went against Steve's advice and sent the card back in, as they ask, in the hopes that they could still make this situation right. And aside from the FedEx label, they didn't give me any way to track this case, seeing as it's not a traditional return. So like I said earlier, this whole process is very unnerving. Not to mention, every time I call in to connect to the authentication center and check up on the situation, I have to first re-explain everything to an eBay rep that probably doesn't know a basketball card from a banana. So that's quite the process there. So anyway, this last time I finally ended up with someone that understood the situation and might even be able to follow up on it. And I might even be able to get my card provided the other party returns it. Although the authentication center still isn't willing to provide any information about what might or might not be happening on the other side. So for now I have to wait. But as I assured the rep on my latest phone call, I will continue to be a squeaky wheel throughout this entire process. So you guys will get updates as they come, and hopefully we'll have a good resolution to this whole Bill Russell Buddy Hield patch fiasco in the near future. All right, enough about that. I've got a fun show lined up for you today. In a few moments, I'm going to talk about the return of Topps Chrome Basketball, and yes, when I say return, I know we've had OTE Chrome and McDonald's Chrome, but let's not get super technical about that. It is the return of Topps Chrome Basketball. And then in today's main segment, I'm going to take you through my top 10 Reggie Miller cards in my collection. This was inspired in part by the Pacers' recent playoff success, although I kind of had some Pacers Knicks stuff planned, and that is on the back burner for right now because those teams have to win and close things out. So it was also, though, inspired by a fun thread that's up on the hobby boards right now. I pulled all my Reggie Miller cards out this past weekend. Some tough decisions had to be made. I'm excited to share that list with you, so you'll want to make sure to stay tuned for that. Okay, so on Tuesday, Topps tweeted an image of a Topps Chrome-branded autograph of Victor Wembanyama with the caption, Topps Chrome Basketball, coming soon, and then an alien emoji. And that's all the actual information we got from the tweet. So we're left to kind of dissect this picture and combine whatever clues it gives us with the information we already know. I know there was a little bit of debate about this on social media, but this Wimby card is definitely not a licensed NBA card, even though the team name is San Antonio, and you can tell he's wearing a Spurs uniform. Strategically, I might add, he's kind of turned to the side so you don't see any official logos. And then the NBA logo man patch on the back of the uniform has been photoshopped out. And that's fine. In my opinion, that's how an unlicensed set should be done. And some people have asked me what I think about the design, at least the design of this one card that they've shown. I like the traditional style border. I just wish it didn't have the basketball incorporated in the design or the rookie card logo. I'm not crazy about either one of those. Those things aren't deal breakers for me, though. I'm still excited to see what all this set entails. What concerns me the most, though, is the checklist, or the potential checklist. And while we don't have a lot of information about that, there are some pre-existing clues about what we might find. And I'm guessing, out of necessity, we get some of the same retired guys we saw in the most recent Topps Finest set. So that would be guys like Shaq, Allen Iverson, Isaiah Thomas, and probably some secondary guys too, like Kenny Anderson and Glenn Rice and Tony Kukoc, to name a few. Current NBA players could be more of a challenge, though, because as far as I know, Topps doesn't have any sort of agreement with the Players Association, so they'd have to sign individual deals with individual players, similar to what Leap has done with guys like Giannis and Damian Lillard. Well, apparently they have gone down that path, as it was later revealed that this product will feature autographs of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, and some other guy you might know named LeBron James, which wasn't a huge surprise to me, seeing as we've already seen cards of him in Bowman U and Topps Now. The last group of players that I assume makes the checklist includes whatever other rookies Topps has the rights to, in addition to Victor Wembanyama. So that would be guys like Scoot Henderson, and then of course a Pacer I've talked about, Jairus Walker. He's a Topps exclusive as well. So all of that is to say, I am excited for the return of Topps Chrome. At the same time, I'm a little worried that it's just a cash grab and it's not going to be done right. Hope I'm wrong, and we should know pretty soon, because supposedly this is coming out in June. So only time will tell. Okay, on to the mail, and I've got two packages I want to talk about this week. The first one, well, it was really a plain white envelope. It contained a 2000-2001 Topps Heritage Retrofractor of Tracy McGrady, numbered to 272. And I've talked about this set on the show before, but in 2000, Topps made a Heritage set with the 1971 Topps design, and 60 of the cards in that base set have a chromium parallel called the Retrofractor, and unfortunately, it doesn't have a refractor finish, but that's what they decided to call it, so whatever. The veterans in that set are numbered to 272, and the rookies are out of just 72. And ever since I decided to collect the set, the majority have been relatively tough to find. I've only seen a couple Tracy McGrady's, and when I have, the price has been high. Well, Jordan, WaxPacks90s on Instagram, posted one on one of his story sales for a great price, and I had several people that sent me that post, so thanks to those of you that sent that over. So I definitely grabbed that. Thanks to Jordan for the smooth transaction as well. And I think this puts me at 10 out of 60 for the set, which is going to end up being one of those long-term projects. I've got them all on a binder page. I'm actually very happy with the progress so far. I know 10 out of 60 doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a slow chase. They're not easy to find. I like it. I'm satisfied with where I'm at. So I will keep looking out for those, and those rookies will probably be the harder ones to find. So thank you to those of you that have sent me notices about those so far. Okay, and then the second package that I got in this week came from Ryan, who you guys know as Mind Cycle Cards. He's been on the show before. He works with the hobby boards. He founded that forum. So anyway, Ryan said, hey, send me your address. I've got some stuff that I've been saving for you. And I had no idea what was in this package. And I opened it up and it says Merry Christmas. And there's some Rakeem Christmas Silver Prism cards and some other Pacer Silver Prisms. There's some color in there, like a Rick Smits Purple Prism from 2015. You guys know I love 2015. I've talked about that recently when I did my gold episode. There was a 2015 Select on-card rookie auto of Miles Turner, which he's had a big game recently. There was a Miles Turner Prism Silver rookie. There was a Mark Jackson 1998 Fleer Ultra Platinum Medallion, which is numbered to 99. There was another Mark Jackson Platinum Medallion, which was from the next year, 99, which was numbered to 50. So, I was just floored as I was going through this stuff. And then we're not done. There was a 2000-2001 Topps Finest Gold Refractor of Jalen Rose, which I needed for my binder. And then last but not least, there was a 2004-2005 Upper Deck Flight Team card of Al Harrington, which Flight Team was the regular insert. There were several variations of this. There was a rainbow, which was very hard to find. And then even harder than that, there's an Onyx version, which is numbered to a player's jersey number. And that's what Ryan sent me. So now, for a guy like Dirk Nowitzki, there's 41 of these. They're kind of hard to find. For like Jermaine O'Neal, another Pacer in the set, I think I've seen two of the seven. Well, Al Harrington was wearing number 3 at the time. So this card is numbered 2 out of 3. I was absolutely floored when I saw it, and it was in a 9.5 slab, which, if you know Ryan, the fact that he's got something slabbed is kind of funny. I figured it would have been cracked out by now. So, Ryan, you know I had to give you a hard time about that, but seriously, thank you again for that package. A lot of good binder stuff, a lot of good stuff for the PC, and I'll try to show some of that off on social media throughout the week. All right, before I move into today's main segment, I want to remind you that this show is brought to you in part by the good people over at ComC.com, your home for buying, selling, flipping, and grading. Their consignment marketplace is home to over 33 million cards, from basketball's biggest stars like LeBron James and Kevin Durant, to Marvel favorites like Spider-Man and Captain America. ComC has something for every type of collector. Visit ComC.com today to build your collection with your favorite cards. Okay, and then real quick, some of you have asked me for ways you can help support this show. The easiest way is my eBay affiliate link, and using this link costs you absolutely nothing, just an extra 30 seconds or so of your time, but it helps support the show. To access this link, simply go to waxmuseumpodcast.com, click the eBay logo, shop as planned, so whatever you are going to buy anyway, just click my link first, and the show gets a small commission in the process. Once again, that's www.waxmuseumpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, Boston Steve here, the Northeast correspondent checking in from the city of a winning basketball team, and you are listening to the Wax Museum Podcast.
Today I'm going to run through my top 10 Reggie Miller cards, and among other things, this was inspired by a thread on the hobby boards titled The Top 10 Cards from Your Player Collection. Of course, I also collect Ron Artest, I collect several guys, but I decided with the Pacers' recent playoff success that it might be fun to go through some Reggie Miller stuff again. So I laid everything out. You might have seen on my YouTube channel some of the honorable mentions. I already went through those. But these are the 10 that, as of right now, are in my top 10. And if you ask me in another week or even another day, maybe I'll change some of those cards around. It just kind of depends on how I'm feeling. But these are the 10 that I've settled on for now. So let's go ahead and jump right in. At number 10 is a 2017-2018 Panini Revolution Revolutionaries Galactic in a PSA 10. And I've talked about the picture that's on the front of this card before. You can't really see the background on this card until you look at the back. You can kind of see it a little bit. But I figured out from using Getty Images and old ticket stubs or whatever that this picture's a game that I went to in Orlando in February of 2005. So that would have been towards the end of Reggie's final season. I was able to see him play, thankfully, at the end there. I had seen him play before that, but it was nice to see him in his last season. I was there in my Ron Artest jersey. Of course, that was right after Ron was suspended, so I got a lot of comments about that. But a very memorable night for me. And then Galactics have taken such a big role or kind of a big place in the hobby in recent years. So Reggie didn't have a lot of time with Panini, so the fact that they made this Galactic insert for him, I was able to pick it up. It's a PSA 10. That's nice. On top of that, really wasn't my main priority when getting this card, but it's nice to have that as well. So that is my number 10. Number 9 is a 2022 Sport Kings Volume 3 Grand Patch of Reggie Miller, and it actually features one of his game-worn finger sleeves. And I couldn't believe it when I saw this card. I knew what it was immediately. It had the embroidered 31 on it, and I thought there's no way they actually kind of unrolled a finger sleeve and got it in a card, and it looks pretty cool. So I was not losing this card. And I remember telling this story on the audio podcast already of being at a Smashing Pumpkins concert, and they're doing, you know, whatever song they're doing at that point. Maybe Bullet with Butterfly Wings I think is what it was actually. And I remember sitting there manually trying to win this thing, manually trying to snipe this card at the last second because I just don't generally use the sniper services. So I was able to win this one. It is kind of a plain looking card on the front, but the fact that it's a finger sleeve, and that's just something that's really iconic that I associate with Reggie Miller. So very happy that they put that in a card. And like I said, when I saw that one, I was not going to lose that card. Number 8 is similar. It's another unlicensed product. It's not Sport Kings though. It is 2023 President's Choice Solitaire 2.0 Jumbo Memorabilia 101. It is a Reebok logo from a warm-up. And I remember seeing the Reggie Miller on this checklist. I do like unlicensed stuff, so I was kind of watching out for that. I was very excited to see some Reggie Miller cards on there. They didn't tell you what they were, though. So when it finally showed up and it was a full Reebok logo, which tells me it's from the, you know, the 03, 04, 05 range, somewhere in there, which some of my favorite NBA Pacers memories come from that time frame, and collecting memories come from that time frame. So this showed up with a bin. I was able to get it. No stress of waiting out an auction. I didn't have to try and snipe it at a concert or anything like that. So this is one that very happy to own, and don't see a lot of, actually, I don't know of any other full Reebok logos for Reggie Miller. So happy to have that in the PC. Number seven is another patch card. This one is a licensed card from his, I mentioned his short time with Panini earlier. It's a 2017-2018 Panini Flawless patch. And the one that I'm mainly referring to is numbered to 25. It's got a big part of the R from Miller. Or actually, it might have even been one of the jerseys where Brad Miller was on the team and they had the R in front of Miller. But either way, it is one of the letter R's. And I have like four variations of this patch, but I'm just lumping them all together as one card. Anyway, Reggie Miller didn't get any Jumbo Immaculate cards from Panini of the big Jumbo Immaculate patches. So this is the next best thing. 2017 Flawless is one of my favorite patch sets. They had five Pacers in the set. You've seen my Rick Smits hoard before. So when Reggie was in there, I was definitely going to grab some of those. I'm glad I grabbed them early. I thought I overpaid for some of them at the time, but I saw one the other day that went for just a ridiculous price. So I think my time of grabbing Reggie Miller Flawless patches is probably over with, but I'm glad I was able to get some in the process. So that is number seven on my list. Number six, guess what? Another patch. Number six is a 2000-2001 Topps Chrome final piece patch of Reggie Miller numbered to 25. And this features a piece of a game-worn patch from the 2000 finals. So this was the first year that Topps used prime pieces in some of their finals cards. So the fact that, you know, my team was in the finals and they were included in that, and yeah, even though they lost, it was their one NBA finals appearance. So to have that kind of encapsulated in a card is very special to me. And being able to track down the Reggie Miller was no easy task, because these are not cards that show up a whole lot in general, especially not the Reggie Millers. So I got it for a price that I was very comfortable with. Of course, it was before the pandemic boom, so that kind of makes things better. But this is hand numbered to 25 on the back, and just a really good looking card all the way around. So a great way to kind of archive and chronicle some of the history of my favorite franchise. Speaking of which, the next card is also a finals card of Reggie Miller. Another very tough one. Might even be tougher than that last one. I don't know. They're definitely very similar, but it is a 2000-2001 Topps Gold Label NBA Finals jersey. It's the leather parallel. So the whole surface of this card, save for the jersey and the picture of Reggie himself, is this like, it kind of looks like a texture of a basketball. Like some of the rookies that you saw in like 96, they had cards that were kind of like this as well. Although I think the texture on this one is a little bit more pronounced. So, and then it has the NBA Finals logo, and the picture of the player, of Reggie in this case, kind of has a rainbow effect to it as well. And these are just ridiculously hard to track down. I have a friend who's been on the show before, Mark, who's trying to take the certification stickers on the back and the numbers that are on those, and he's trying to track them for every player to see maybe if, you know, each player stops at a certain number and the next player begins, to try to kind of reverse engineer that print run. I'm guessing that these are probably, there's 25 of these, but I really, you know, don't quote me on that. I can't say that for a fact, but just from what I've seen and from what other people have said, I think 25 is a pretty safe estimate on this one. And I was lucky to track this one down, by the way. It is thanks to the YouTube channel. I was at the National this past year in 2023, and I was at a booth and someone saw my shirt. They said, yeah, I've seen your channel before. I have a friend that has a Reggie Miller patch that you might like. It ended up being this leather card. And he didn't have it with him at the show, but we made a deal for it over email. So the odds of someone seeing the channel, knowing I collect Reggie, then running into that person and then making a deal are slim to none. So sometimes it pays just to tell people what you're looking for and to talk about this stuff all the time. So thank you guys for tolerating me talking about Pacer stuff all the time as well. Okay, I mentioned the National there. The next card here, card number 4, is one that I picked up at the 2021 National. It is a 2004-2005 Upper Deck Ultimate Premium Patches, numbered to 75. And even though it is numbered to 75, I had a ridiculously hard time tracking one of these down. And since then, a few of them have shown up and they've sold for stupid high. So I must not be the only one that's having trouble or had trouble tracking one of these down. But this is a copy that was on eBay for a while, and I thought it was on there for a pretty high price, but eventually it was taken down from eBay and sold locally. And the guys that bought it, it was an owner in Indianapolis. Those guys then set up at the 2021 National. I saw this card at their booth, and I said to myself, I am not leaving without this card. And I don't know if they knew that or not. They probably had a pretty good idea because their asking price was pretty high. I mean, I gave up quite a bit of cash and then also a Bill Russell auto, maybe even another card, but I was not leaving without this one. Felt like I overpaid at the time, but then when you look at the ending prices of the ones that have ended in the last couple years, now granted, I think they might have been shilled, but when you look at those ending prices, I ended up getting a deal on that one. So this was one I mentioned on the Blowout forums years ago that this was in the top five, one of the top five cards I would like to find. Finally found it, and that's why it's in my top five Reggie Miller cards. Okay, number 3 is a 2005-2006 Topps Big Game Selective Swatch, the letter A from Indiana patch. It's a 1 of 1. And this one was, I was able to land this because of joining Instagram. I think I joined Instagram in late 2018, and less than a week after joining Instagram and starting to post Pacers stuff, someone reached out to me and said, hey, I know where a Reggie Miller selective swatch patch is, but it's going to cost you. It's not going to be cheap. And I'm thinking, well, you know, give me a number. Like he said, my friend's got it. I said, give me a number. So he gave me a number, and in my head, I thought, you know what? That's really not all that bad. It probably was a little high at the time, but was not all that bad. I jumped on it, and I was super, super happy to land this in the collection because this is just one of my favorite sets from back in that day. I did a lot of window shopping of this set when I was in high school, but could never really pull the trigger on any of these. When I saw them on eBay, they've since dried up. It's hard to find them. And they're just really cool cards. I know the front people kind of rag on them because visually it's just like a red border with a patch inside. There's no picture of the player, but then the back of the card does have a picture of the player and it's got a picture of the source material, which I think is really cool. You don't see that really on anything anymore. So, to get that of my favorite player growing up, very happy about that. All right. Number 2 is a 2003-2004 Upper Deck Exquisite Scripted Swatches Patch Auto, numbered 18 of 25. And this was a card that I had mentioned before when people ask me, hey, what's, you know, a Reggie Miller card that you're still looking for? There's not a lot out there that I really want to pursue all that hard. I said, you know what, maybe a Scripted Swatches card. That might be something that I'm looking for. So my plan was to go into the 2023 National and try and hunt one down because I've seen them in person at shows before. Even though they're numbered to 25, I feel like I see these a lot more than some of the other ones I've talked about. I've seen them in shows in person 3 or 4 times. So lo and behold, I don't know, a week or two before the National, a copy shows up on eBay. And I told myself, you know, it would be goofy to pass up on this when it's right in front of me and say, oh, I hope to find one in person at the National. So I made a really strong run for it. And I won. And while I was at the National, I moved a Barry Sanders card for essentially the same price. So it was almost like I swapped those two cards. It couldn't have worked out more perfect for me. I got a copy with a really nice patch and what I feel is a really nice autograph because sometimes having the autograph on the material is a little bit iffy, but this one looks great. It was in a BGS 8.5 slab and the slab had these kind of nasty looking scuffs on it. So I very carefully took it out of the slab. It was a scary experience, to say the least, because it was not coming out easily. I did not record that one on video, although you guys probably would have enjoyed that, but I had to get up and leave the room at some point and kind of retool and strategize how I was going to get that one out of the slab. So anyway, it got out safe. It looks great. And that's number two on my list. Number one is a card with a bunch of Pistons players on it, but it's got some Pacers on it as well, of course, including Reggie. It's a 2004-2005 Fleer Fresh Ink 5-on-5 Prime Relic, numbered to 10. So on the front of this card, you've got Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, Rasheed Wallace, Rip Hamilton, and Ben Wallace. Nice prime patches of all five of those guys. And then on the back side, you've got Reggie, you've got Jamal Tinsley, Austin Crozier, Jonathan Bender, and David Harrison. This one is numbered 10 out of 10. This was a pre-pandemic buy, one that I felt like I bid very strong on, but one that just doesn't show up. And I've talked a lot about my memories of the brawl and my memories of that rivalry. And man, I hated the hated the Pistons so bad, but they do bring back a lot of strong memories. And to have that kind of history encapsulated in a card was really cool. Yes, I wish Ron Artest was on there. I wish Jermaine O'Neal was on there. Might as well put Steven Jackson on there too. But I don't think they were trying to put those guys on the card at this point, because this came out after the whole brawl. So the fact that they still made this card and it's got Reggie on there, it's numbered to 10. I was able to track one down. That is one that is not going to leave my PC. And it's one that is firmly at number one, not only of my Reggie Miller cards, but of cards in my entire collection. All right, well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that list. Maybe you've got a list that you've been meaning to post on the hobby boards. I'd love to see that thread over there. When you get that posted, feel free to reach out to me and let me know on social media. You can find me on Instagram under Wax Museum Podcast, or X under the handle at Wax Museum PC. In the meantime, if you like the content I'm providing, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Hit up the website for my affiliate links. Tag Taco Bell and let them know they can pay me in burritos. And until next time, this is the Wax Museum Podcast.